We turn the page to the men's basketball game. The Midland Warriors, team that many think will be there at the end of the conference season. They come into tonight's contest 8-2 overall, 2-1 in the conference. Warriors have won two games in a row over Dakota State and Mount Marty. Warriors' two losses came on November 19 and November 26 against Dakota Wesleyan and Cardinal Stritch. Alex Starkle leads the team with an 18.4 points per game average and takes in 5.5 rebounds, and he has scored over 1,500 career points. DeMonte McKinley scores 15.6 points per game. Damon Overton's average is 13.6. Don Henderson is the leading rebounder with a 9.9 rebounds per game average to go with a 6.5 scoring average. Overton has a team-high 28 assists in 10 games played. Midland scores 84.3 points per game and allows 67.8. The Warriors average a 35.4 to 27.8 rebounding advantage. Midland commits less than 10 turnovers per game. They convert nearly 52% of their shots, and they allow 43.8% success. The Defender men are 6-7 this season, 0-4 in the conference. They've outscored teams by an average of 86.7 to 80.8. They out-rebound teams 42.8 to 34.9. The Defenders are converting 46.4% of their shots, while opponents are making 45.1. Dalton Franken scores 18.2 points per game and 7.4 rebounds per contest, and are making he is making 47.1% of his shots. Alec Henriksen scores 13.5 points per game, and Leighton Sampson converts 10.2 points per game with 4.1 rebounds. Marcus Winterfeld's average is 8.7. Alex Terpstra adds 7.8. Andrew O'Donnell's average is 6.8 and has 5.2 rebounds per contest. Midland lost to Mount Marty. I beg your pardon, Midland scored a 98-57 win over Mount Marty on Saturday. McKinley scored 23 points. Overton and Starkle had 13 each. Harden added 19 points. Henderson grabbed 14 rebounds. Starkle had 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Or College lost to Hastings 102-87. Dalton Franken scored 32. Leighton Sampson and Alex Terpstra each had 14. Franken was the leading rebounder with 8 before fouling out. The Defenders lead the men's series 18-10. Midland won both games last season. They won the game in Fremont 84-82. Trevor Bryant had 25 points. Leighton Sampson had 21 for the Defenders. Brian Sumner added 16. Midland then took the February 6th game 92-79. Bryant scored 28. Starkle had 20. And he also grabbed 11 rebounds. Nathan Rendell scored 27 points and had 6 assists. Back with a look at your starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men will go with this lineup. They'll start number 4, Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8.7 points per game. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 3.8 points per game. Number 11, Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 freshman from Hall, averaging 2.3 points per outing. Dalton Franken wears number 33. He is averaging 18.2 points per contest. He's a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa. Leighton Sampson is a 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 10.2 points per game. Off of the bench today, Andrew O'Donnell, Alex Terpstra, Danny Voss, and Josh Van Langen. Those are the four we'll see predominantly. Alec Henriksen is out of action due to an injury suffered against Hastings. We will see how long he is out, but he is not in uniform this evening. The Midland Warriors will start number 2, a 6'1 senior from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, DeMonte McKinley. He averages 18.4 points per game. Nick Hardens, a 5'11 freshman from Oak Lawn, Illinois, averaging 15.6 points per game. He wears number 3. Number 21 is Don Henderson, a 6'6 junior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging 13.6 points per contest. Number 23 is Damon Overton, a 6-foot senior from East Moline, Illinois, averaging 7.4 points per game. And number 35 is Alex Starkle, a 6'7 senior from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 6.5 points per contest. Let's take a break now for our national anthem.
Whose broad stripes and the bright sword.
national anthem. We have had the national anthem now. We have had our starting lineups, and we are just about set for basketball. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the opening tip from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Different looking starting lineup tonight, partly out of necessity due to the injury to Alec Henriksen and losing Alec for the time being. That takes a significant scoring chunk out of the Dort College starting lineup. Alec averaging right at 14 points per ball game, but capable of having a big game. So Dort College is going to have to make up those points somehow. Opening tap controlled by the defenders, and Chandler Brunston comes up with the basketball. He passes right side. They go out front to Franken. Franken to Brunston. Brunston feeds it down low. Sampson, hook shot, it's good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College trying to trap on the perimeter. Instead, they come over to McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. McKinley passes right side over to Overton. Overton, they give it up to Harden. Harden's shot no good, but the ball is deflected out of bounds. Don Henderson, 6'6 junior from Chicago. He is a man along with Alex Starkle in the middle. Henderson looks like he could play defensive end for most GPAC football teams. He's going to be a matchup issue. Right now, Winterfeld guarding him. Midland with the basketball. Passes right side over to McKinley. McKinley with the basketball, trapped on the play and throwing it out of bounds was Midland, and they say that Chandler Brunsting touched it. Inbounding the basketball, Midland's Diamante McKinley. McKinley looking to throw the ball in. He gets it into the corner. Step back three on the way is good. Damon Overton with a step back three, and Midland leads it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Winterfeld over to Barkema. Barkema driving in. His shot is no good, and they wave it off and call a charging foul on Chad Barkema. Barkema whistled for his first personal, and that is team foul number one on the defenders. Midland with the basketball. Bringing it up is McKinley. McKinley with the ball. McKinley goes right side to Harden. Harden with it on the right elbow. Harden will pull it out. Thinks about the three. Instead passes over to Overton. Overton gives it up to Starkle. Starkle wheeling the lane. They double team him. Watching the pregame today, Dort College, a very concerted effort that they were going to double team Starkle whenever they could. Brunsting passes it left side, intended for Winterfeld. Leads him a little long. Ball goes out of bounds in front of the Midland bench. It will be Warrior basketball. Midland with the basketball, leading 3-2, 90 seconds into this contest. With it on the right side is McKinley. McKinley, they pass it into the corner, looking for Starkle underneath. Instead, this is Overton. Overton back to the right side. Three missed it, no good, but an offensive rebound, losing it. On the dribble was Nick Harden. Harden dribbles it off of his foot and out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Token pressure applied here by Midland and Nick Harden. They get it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, feeds Sampson. Sampson facing up against Starkle. Sampson puts it up. Starkle blocks it. Ball is loose and a foul called on the rebound. Foul is going to go on Dort College and Leighton Sampson. That's number one on him. Well, Dort College will be bringing Andrew O'Donnell off of the bench tonight. He had been starting at the point guard position much of the season. Kind of a point guard by default because they're trying to figure that out. Tonight they elect to go to Brunsting. Shot is blocked by Winterfeld. Coming away with the offensive rebound, though, is Harden. Harden shot no good. Loose basketball picked up by Brunsting, and Brunsting has it tipped away by a Midland player. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, Brunsting has been jumping back and forth in between varsity and junior varsity basketball. He had a 30-plus point night against Northwestern last week in a junior varsity contest. Winterfeld inbounding the basketball, and that was Coach Ross Dahme heard, and I would have to say I agree with him on that one. They were saying that the shot clock got reset when it shouldn't have, and I don't know that Brunsing had possession of it. Here's Franken. Franken driving with the left hand. Don Henderson commits the foul. Henderson whistled for his first personal. They call the foul before the shot attempt. Sedor College will inbound the basketball. But the shot clock can be reset in this situation. They get the ball inbounded to Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it to Franken. Franken, free throw line jumper, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 4-3. 4-3, our score. On the left side with it is McKinley. McKinley, they feed it to Henderson. Henderson, hook shot with the left hand is good. He is going to be a problem. I just don't know how physically Dort College is going to match up with him, other than maybe getting him in some foul trouble. Sampson, hook shot in the lane, hangs on the rim and falls through as he wheeled with the right hand. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. Dort College leads 6-5. 6-5 our score, 16:45 left to play first half. With the left hand is Overton. Overton swings it right side over to Harden. Harden gives it up to Starkel. Starkel, shot in the lane, is up, no good, but a foul on the play, and Don Henderson will go to the free throw line. He's an 80% free throw shooter, and he will try to tie this up or give Midland a one-point lead. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. First free throw by Henderson is no good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and through. 3 points for Henderson, and we're tied at six. Our first tie of the contest. 16:31 left to play, first half. Right side pass, Barkema. Barkema with it on the wing. Barkema into the lane. Draws two players. Now they retreat. Comes back to Brunsting. Left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Sampson. Sampson reverse layup with the right hand. Good. Leighton Sampson so far answering the bell for the Dort College defenders. Dort College down to 8-6. Left side pass comes over to Damon Overton. Overton with it on the wing. He's from East Moline, Illinois. He passes right side. Three on the way from the wing, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, though, and taken away by Henderson. Henderson able to lock Winterfeld up that time and came away with the offensive rebound. Here's Barkema. Barkema with an offensive rebound. Barkema feeds Brunsting. Brunsting misses the reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Thought it was going to be a beautiful ending for the Dort College defenders. Instead, the reverse layup is off the mark. Shot no good in the lane. Henderson. Henderson, another rebound. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken gets it away, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries for the high pass, it's tipped. And a foul called on the play against Midland and Diamante McKinley. McKinley whistled for his first personal, and that is team foul number two on Midland in this half. Brunsting checks out, Winterfeld checks out, Franken checks out. Van Lingen is in. O'Donnell is in. Terpstra is in. Throwing the ball in will be Van Lingen. Van Lingen gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to working against McKinley. Pass right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland up and running. This is Washawn Watson. Washawn passes it back out front. Overton. Overton to Watson. Watson, Starkel. They double team Starkel. They're going to do that every time he gets the ball. They're going to try to force him to give it up. With the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes back over to Sampson. Sampson layup, good. 8 points for Sampson. Dort College leads 10-6. 10-6 our score. Dort College out in front early. Midland with the basketball. Midland swings right side. Working it is McKinley. McKinley left side, Watson. Watson back over left wing. Three, no good. Rebound saved in by Midland, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball. So Midland saves it off of a Dort College player. Winterfeld is back in. Barkham is out. It's going to be a little shorter bench tonight. You're going to see eight players predominantly. And of those eight, I would say six are going to play the majority of the minutes, unless someone gets a hot hand. Midland with the basketball. Watson to throw it in. Watson to Starkle. Starkle working against Sampson. Or if somebody gets in foul trouble. And Starkle, sporting the full beard, Alex Starkle, asking for a foul call. He felt he got helped out of bounds. He may have. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side. O'Donnell gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra 30 feet from the basket. Out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball and a foul called on the play against Starkle, and Starkle is frustrated. Alex Starkle frustrated. Voices his displeasure with that foul call against the on the perimeter defense. Midland calls a timeout to try and right the ship. They trail 10-6. Pretty intense battle thus far at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. The huddles break. Dort College Basketball. Winterfeld with it at the top of the key. Winterfeld passes right side. Gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Drops it off down low for Sampson. Sampson hook shot no good. Rebound tapped by Van Lingen. Controlled by Midland. Midland over the basketball. Midland into the front court. This is Watson with Sean Watson. Ball taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell racing up the floor. One man to beat. Reverse layup. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point basket. It's 12-6. 12-6, Dort College up 6. 13:29 left to play in the first half of this one. The Dort College defenders defensively much more focused than we have seen them in many contests. Driving the lane is Overton. Overton layup good. Overton dumps it off to Nick Wood. Wood with a two-point basket. It's 12-8. Alex Terpstra, three ball off the side of the iron. No good. And the rebound taken away by Wood. Wood with the basketball. Gives it up to Overton. Overton with the ball. Overton drives in. Double team. Puts it up. And a foul is called on the play. Foul's going to go on the defenders and Josh Van Lingen. And a three-point play opportunity here for Midland. And Damon Overton. Overton with a three-point play opportunity. 12-10 our score. So shooting the free throw will be Overton, trying to make it a one-point ball game. Free throw by Overton is up and through. It's 12-11. 12-11 our score. Overton with 6 points, a three, and a three-point play. 12:50 and counting, first half. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken. Franken, layup good. Dalton Franken with four. He gets it off the with a backboard. And now we've got player for Midland shaken up on the play. And Coach Oliver Drake for Midland asking the officials why there was no foul called. I did not see what happened on that end. Checking out of the contest will be Wood, 6'6 junior from Chicago. 12:37 remaining. And Midland will bring the basketball up. Warriors with it. This is Overton. Overton feeds it out front. Chase Parsons. Parsons gives it up to McKinley. McKinley on the left wing. McKinley, they give it to Henderson. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark, no good. And now a foul called on the rebound. It's going to be against Van Lingen, I believe. That's number two on him. He and Starkle got tangled up doing the dance underneath the hoop. Now you see post players do so often, arms interlocked and neither one letting go, and the officials left with the unenviable task of deciding who initiated it. And that time they deem Josh Van Lingen as the instigator. He picks up his second personal foul. There is some hitting going on in the lane today. Wow. Damon Overton tries to pass it out to the perimeter. Every pass through the lane, and by pass I mean cut through the lane, You're getting a chuck from somebody, both offensively and defensively. 12:04 remaining, first half. Midland basketball, McKinley. Three-point advantage for the defenders. Dort College double-teaming the ball. Now, Winterfeld will retreat. They're looking down low for Starkle. Instead, they go to the free throw line, and the free throw line jumper is good for Henderson. Henderson with five. It's 14-13. Into the front court with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, right side, Terp. Terpster gives it up, Franken. Franken shakes left, goes right, basket's good, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Foul called on Midland's Chase Parsons. Parsons whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Dalton will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Chase Parsons, a 5'10 junior from San Diego, California, averaging 12.5 points per contest. He picks up his first personal foul. Dalton Franken goes to the free throw line, coming off his 32-point effort against Hastings. He's averaging 18.2 points per game. He's trying to extend the Door College lead to four. Somebody was in the lane early. It's 17-13. No harm, no foul, evidently. And Franken completes the three-point play. He's got seven. Midland basketball. They hand it off to Parsons. Parsons tries to pass it into the corner. It's tapped away by Terpstra. Jason Harstick, Jared Ray, and Corey Aldrich, the officials today. Parsons inbounds the basketball right side to Overton. Overton trying to back Terpstra down. They give it up to Starkle. Starkle posting up. They bring the double team. Reversal over to Parsons. Parsons three, good. Chase Parsons with the three-point bucket. It's 17-16. Starkle found the offensive player that was open because of the double team. Franken's three, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Coming back the other way, McKinley. McKinley with the ball. McKinley drives the lane. His shot is no good. Fight for the basketball. Loose, picked up by Midland. Midland basketball. Midland, they pass it off to McKinley. McKinley's three, no good. North College leading 17-16. We approach the midpoint of the first half. Terpstra hesitates, drives the lane, lays it up, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on number 25, Chase Parsons, his second foul again. He is whistled for the foul in the lane. So Terp will go to the free throw line. First free throw by Terpstra is up and down. Terpstra, an 83% free throw shooter. O'Donnell is out. Winterfeld is out. Brunsting and Barkema are in. 18-16. Another free throw on the way for Terpstra, trying to extend the lead to three. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 19-16. Alex Terpstra, 6'4 senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 7.8 points per game, gets his first points of the day. Midland into the offensive set. Left wing is Overton. Overton feeds it down low, and a foul called on Terpstra on the post defense. Not his forte. He's a perimeter defender, but out of necessity tonight, he's going to be matched up sometimes as a... Well, they're going to put Frank and Moore as the four, and Terpstra is going to be your three defensively. He and Barkema almost interchangeable in that regard. Pass goes to Starkle. Starkle working against Sampson. They bring the double team again. Starkle will give it up. Pass goes right side Overton. Overton shot in the lane. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Barkema has it taken away by Starkle. Starkle off of the glass, good. Alex Starkle over 1,500 points in his career. Gets another two. Averages 6.5 points per contest. With the basketball is Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it off to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema, they feed it down low. With it is Sampson. Sampson spins, puts it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken picked up his dribble. Tough spot. Brunsting is held on the play. And the foul is going to go on Don Henderson, and I believe that's number two on him. Oh, they're going to call it on Nick Harden. Harden whistled for his first personal. I thought they caught Don Henderson with it. That would have been a big one. That would have been his second. Instead, it is foul number one on Harden and foul number six on Midland. Both teams in the bonus from here on out after this inbounds play. Terpstra will chase it into the backcourt on the pass over the top. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken gives it up Sampson. Sampson comes back over to Brunsting. Now Terp. Terp, three. Rainbow, no. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken gives it up to Barkema. Barkema in traffic. His fadeaway is off the mark. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's tapped out, and coming away with it is McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. His pull-up from three. Missed it. No good. Another rebound for Franken. That is something Franken has improved on tremendously this season. That is, he has rebounded as well as he has through his career. Takes it hard to the hoop, and Starkle comes up holding his eyebrow. Block foul called against Starkle. That's his second. Dort College attacking the lane. We saw the Midland women do that in the first game with much success. Out front will be Franken. He gets a handshake from Sampson and Barkema. Starkle picks up his second personal foul. Van Lingen's going to be checking in here shortly for the defenders. Midland will have a new player as well. Free throw on the way for Franken is up and good. So Dalton knocks down the free throw. Another one on the way for Dalton. He's got eight, and another one on the way. 2018 Dort College by a deuce. 9:05 left to play, first half. Second free throw is up and good for Franken. Franken with nine. 21-18. Pass comes right side. This is Watson. Watson to Overton. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled long by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Overton. Overton on the right wing. Overton gives it up. Watson. Watson on the left elbow. Watson comes back over to McKinley. McKinley lost his footing. Gets back up and out of the lane. Drops it off, and the shot is good for Washaun Watson. He drove left baseline and gets it off of the glass. 21-20, Dort College with a one-point lead. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting passes off to Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken, and we've got a foul on the play called on Midland. I believe that's going to go on Ryan Williams. So Josh Van Lingen to shoot a 1-and-1, 8-12 remaining. Van Lingen, 17-39 this season. He was fouled on the entry pass. First free throw by Josh is up and down. 18-40 this season now as Van Lingen. That one looked as comfortably shot as we have seen Van Lingen shoot a free throw this season. Another one on the way. That one's up and good. He got the roll. That was good to see. Van Lingen averaging 3.9 points per ballgame. Dort College leads 23-20, 8:08 remaining in the first half. Midland basketball, Overton. Overton has it at the top of the key, gives it off to McKinley. McKinley setting the offense. McKinley goes into the corner, Overton. Overton, three ball, tie game. He knocks it down from the left corner, and with 7:52 remaining in the first half, Midland has tied it up. Barkema on the left side. Barkema looking down low for Franken. Franken fading away from 12. Good. Dalton Franken with another two. He's got 11 first half points, and the defender lead is 25-23. 25-23 the score. Shot on the way from the perimeter, and another three. This one by Ryan Williams. Williams gives Midland a 26-25 advantage. Back the other way we go. Layup in the lane by Van Lingen, and Dort College retakes the lead at 27-26. Van Lingen with the lay-in. He's got four. Washaun Watson at the free throw line. Watson drops it off. Shot by Wood. Wood in the lane, and Wood playing with, well, significant bloody nose, evidently. He's got tissues on both nostrils. 27-28. Underneath Van Lingen. Van Lingen basket good. Josh Van Lingen with six. Back and forth we go. The defenders retake the lead, 29-28. Now you want to stop. Damon Overton with the basketball. Overton with 6 points this evening. Beg your pardon, he's got nine. He had a three moments ago. Out front with the basketball is Watson. Watson to Overton. Overton thinking about the three. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Midland and Wood. Wood is fouled on the play. And that's going to go against Van Lingen, and that's number three on Josh. And the painful part of that is, well, no, you didn't have somebody waiting to check in for him. He's going to check out of the ballgame with three. Leighton Sampson, Andrew O'Donnell, Dalton Franken, Marcus Winterfeld, and Chandler Brunsting on the floor for the defenders. For Midland, you've got Ryan Williams, Wood, Overton, I believe. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. And coming up with the basketball. And the Midland Warriors come up with it. 32-29 our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Dort College trailing by three. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 32-29, Dort College by three, down by three, I should say. Andrew O'Donnell has the basketball in between the circles. He passes left side, gives it up, Sampson. Sampson, free throw line, jumper off the glass, no good. Here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland driving up the floor. With it is Overton. Overton has it on the left wing. Overton at the top of the key. He comes back over to Williams. Williams another three, and he's got two this afternoon, this evening. And Midland has opened up a six-point advantage, 35-29. A turnover on the other end. Here comes Midland. Midland driving the other way. Layup is good by Overton. Overton with a two-point bucket, and the defenders trail 37-29. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. 37-29. Midland has opened up an eight-point advantage. The Dort College defenders. With it is Brunsting. Brunsting goes over to Franken. Franken buries the jumper from the top of the key. It's 37-31. 37-31. Franken knocks down the two. He's got 13 first-half points. And the defenders trail by six. Working it right side. They get it over to McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Tapped. Offensive rebound and a putback by Williams. Williams with 8 points, and it's 39-31. 39-31 our score. With it out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up, Brunsting. Brunsting's pass, unable to handle it, was Frank, and off and running is McKinley, and Midland has opened up a 10-point lead, 41-31. They trailed at 29-28, and they've outscored Dort College 13-2 since that point. And we stand at a 10-point difference. Pass goes out front. They dump it down low. With it is Sampson. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting answering with a three, his first. And the Dort College defenders trail 41-34. Let's see if we can get it back to something manageable by halftime. On the right side, Midland working against the Dort College zone defense. Dort College changing up their defense. Ryan Williams with 8 points on the perimeter. They dump it inside. The two-point basket is good for Nick Wood. Wood with a three-point play opportunity. And he can extend the lead back to 10. It's 43-34 pending a free throw. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. That's their phone number. Basket and free throw by Don Henderson. And it's 44-34. Bringing the basketball up is O'Donnell. O'Donnell feeds it right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. Winterfeld looking, feeds it to Sampson. Sampson puts up the short shot. No good. Rebound O'Donnell. O'Donnell unable to get it. He got pushed underneath the basket. And Midland comes away with it. McKinley. McKinley off to Williams, right side. Midland basketball working it to McKinley. McKinley back over to Overton. Overton. Now Watson. Watson Fires it back outside. Williams shot from 15 is good. Ryan Williams, 10 first half points. There's the player you didn't anticipate being much of a factor offensively, and he has been. 10 points here in the first half. I don't believe he's missed a shot from the field. He is 4 for 4, 2 threes and 2 twos. Terpstra with the basketball looking for Sampson. Sampson puts it up, shot no good, and he's fouled on the play. Layton will go to the free throw line. He's got 8 points. He'll shoot a pair of free throws here. 46-34, Midland opening up a 12-point lead here with 3:01 remaining in the first half. Barkema will check into the contest for the defenders. First free throw by Sampson is up, short, no good. This has been an area of concern for the defenders most of the season. Got a couple of post players who have not shot free throws well. They are Van Lingen and Sampson, both under 50%. Like to see that up around 70. Still time. Free throw on the way for Sampson is good. Leighton Sampson makes 1 of 2, and the defenders trail 46-35. Terpstra is out. Denny Voss is in. 3:01 and counting. Damon Overton. Overton to Watson. Watson driving the lane. Watson's Euro step is good. LaShawn Watson with a 3-point play opportunity. Danny Voss whistled for the personal foul. That is foul number one. LaShawn Watson. It is a 13-point difference, and the free throw is up. Free throw is good, and that makes it a 14-point ball game. And a timeout is charged to Midland. So Midland has opened up a 14-point lead. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance Service You Know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. 49-35. Midland with a 14-point advantage. Andrew O'Donnell will be bringing the basketball up for the defenders. Got to get it under 10 now. Barkema passes right side over to Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Sampson, Sampson, bucket, good. Layton Sampson with 11 first-half points. Defenders trail by 12, 49-37. Fort College able to reverse it and get the seal for Sampson. And Sampson, the relatively easy basket, if there is such a thing. Overton driving in against Voss. Overton, nothing there. Comes back over to LaShawn Watson. Watson gives it up to Overton. Now that was McKinley. McKinley, 18.4 points per game. He's been held scoreless thus far. O'Donnell to Barkema. Barkema to Sampson. Sampson is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Sampson as he got it on the left wing. Took one dribble down to the block and got whistled for the travel violation. It will be Midland basketball. Midland throws it in. Gets inbounded to Watson. And LaShawn Watson, 6'3 junior from Forest, Illinois, Park Forest, Illinois, brings it up. He passes left side back to Overton. Overton to Watson. Watson on the left elbow. Watson into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Three. Good. Sets up the open three for Damon Overton. Overton with 3 threes, 2 twos, and a one. 14 points for him, and it's a 52-37 ball game. Midland has opened up this contest. O'Donnell feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, good. Layton Sampson with 13 now in the first half. Dort College trails by 13, 52-39. Out front with it is Williams. Ryan Williams feeds it right wing. This is Henderson. Henderson shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with it, O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing. Pass goes right side, Barkema. Barkema underneath Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. His shot no good. Coming away with the basketball. Steal by Brunsting, and Brunsting tries to feed it off. And the Dort College defenders, Chandler Brunsting, will inbound the basketball. He passes it off to Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell feeds it down low. Nothing there, and it's taken away by Watson. Watson with the basketball. Watson feeds it out front to Overton. Overton with it. Overton driving left side. Cut off. Kicks it into the corner. Three from the wing. No good, but a foul on the play. Brunsting coming out to challenge the shot, and Diamante McKinley will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot three. 52-39, our score. 25 seconds remaining in the half. So Midland has pulled away from a 29-28 deficit, outscoring Dort College 24-10, now 25-10 in that time span. McKinley makes a free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for McKinley. This one rattles out, no good. And another one on the way for McKinley. 53-39. 53-39, Midland in front. Diamante McKinley, another free throw. And McKinley's free throw is good. So McKinley, 2 of 3. And the lead is 15, 54-39, and Dort College will likely hold for the final shot. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting working against Washawn Watson. Brunsting on the right wing, picks up his dribble. 8 seconds on the clock. And a carry called on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell turns it over. It'll be Midland basketball. 4.7 seconds remaining. Danny Voss will check into the contest. Checking out will be Dalton Franken. Chad Barkema checks into the ballgame. Checking out, Alex Terpstra. Hey, 54-39, our score. Pass goes over the top. Here comes Midland driving left hand. Shot is no good, and that's the end of the half. The drive by Damon Overton, unable to finish with a basket. And the Midland Warriors lead Dort College at halftime, 54-39. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Our college men's basketball team showing some signs of wear and tear late in the first half. And a 29-28 deficit turns into a 29-28 advantage turns into a 54-39 deficit at halftime. And the Dort College defenders have some work to do against the Midland Warriors here in the second half. In the first half of play, Dort College led by as many as 6 at one point. Midland took the lead for good in the first half of play at 32-29. Stretched the lead up to double digits, and they lead 54-39 at halftime. Dort College, 15 of 27 from the floor, 56%, 1 of 5 on threes, 20%, 8 for 9 on free throws. For Midland, they are 21 of 42 from the floor, 50%, 6 for 13 on threes, 6 of 9 on free throws. Midland has a 23-11 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Midland 5, Dort College 7. The defenders led in the first half of play by Dalton Franken and Leighton Sampson with 13 points apiece. 6 points for Josh Van Langen. Chandler Brunsting with 3. Andrew O'Donnell with 2. Alex Terpstra with 2. For the Warriors, 14 points for Damon Overton, 11 for Nick Wood, 10 by Ryan Williams, 5 for Washawn Watson, 5 for Don Henderson, 2 for Alex Starkle, 4 for Deontay McKinley, 5 for Washawn Watson, and 3 for Chase Parsons for their total of 54. Dalton Franken is the leading rebounder with 4. He got 3 of those in a very short period of time in the first half. Midland is topped by Don Henderson with 5 rebounds. McKinley has 4. 2 assists for Andrew O'Donnell. No one else with more than 1 for the defenders. Damon Overton with 4 assists. Washawn Watson with a pair. Andrew O'Donnell also with 2 steals in a little over 13 minutes of playing time. 54-39. Dort College trailing Midland. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. One final in from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in men's action. Northwestern defeats Hastings 88-78. Northwestern 6-0 in the conference, 13-1 overall. Hastings slips to 3-2 and 6-6. Doan leads Dakota Wesleyan in the second half, 58-56. And Concordia and Morningside, doesn't look like their live stats are working at the moment. We'll be checking in with that right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Morningside leads Concordia at halftime 47-44. So all of the halftime scores in, and one game has gone final. Northwestern defeats Hastings 88-78 in men's basketball. Women's basketball is Hastings over Northwestern 80-67. Dakota Wesleyan drops Doan 66-45. Concordia over Morningside 80-52. Mount Marty a 55-42 win over the College of St. Mary. And Midland defeated Dort College earlier this evening 81-60. Let's take one more break and we'll be back with the second half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Midland with the basketball as we resume play. Midland has it, McKinley. McKinley on the left wing. McKinley passes left side over to Starkle. Starkle with it. Starkle gives it up to McKinley. McKinley shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Henderson. Henderson with it, and Sampson is banged up on the play. He gets up. He'll try to resume playing. He's fighting with Starkle underneath the basket and might have twisted an ankle. Ball's tipped and controlled by Midland and Don Henderson. Henderson with it. He pulls his way up and good. He's got 8, and Midland owns a 56-39 advantage. 8 points for Henderson. Sampson will check out of the ballgame. Dort College trailing 56-39. Josh Van Langen will check into the ballgame. Sampson will check out. Pass goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Brunsting on the right side, and Brunsting is fouled on the play by Nick Harden. Harden commits the personal, and Winterfeld will inbound the basketball. So Winterfeld to throw the ball in. Pass comes left side over to at the top of the key. That's Van Langen. Van Langen over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Franken. Franken puts it on the floor. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath Van Langen. Van Langen, bucket, good. Josh Van Langen with 8 points. Dort College trails 56-41. So Van Langen with an opportunity at the old-fashioned 3-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is short. No good. Rebound tapped by Franken and picked up by Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Layup is good. Nick Harden with a 2-point bucket. And this is opened up to a 58-41 difference. 18-45 and counting. Left side, Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up. Franken. Franken on the left elbow. Franken's pass over the top intended for Winterfeld. Picks it up right side over to Overton. Overton. Overton has it on the right wing. Overton setting the offense. Gives back over to Harden. Harden gives it up McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. McKinley drops it off for Harden. Harden shot no good, but there for the tap-in. So a two-point bucket for Harden. He's got four. And the defenders trail 60-41. Driving in, Franken. Franken, bucket, good. Dalton Franken with a 15, and the Dort College defenders trail 60-43. 17:50 remaining. And now blocking foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dalton Franken. And for Franken, that is his third. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. On the left side, Midland with the basketball. Pass goes into the corner, nothing there. Midland will bring it out to the perimeter. This is McKinley. McKinley shot no good. And the rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting gives it back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken driving the length of the floor, lays it up with the right hand, good. Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken knocks down the shot. And the Dort College defenders will go to the free throw line with Franken shooting free throws. Franken trying to complete the three-point play. He's got 19 points. Shot on the way by Franken is up and no good. And the score remains 60-45. 60-45, our score, Overton. Overton to McKinley. McKinley gives it up, Harden. Harden with the basketball, Overton. Overton, McKinley. McKinley driving left side, cut off there by Barkema. Now Harden. Harden in the lane. Harden gives it up, Overton. Overton with it. Overton, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema, too strong with the right hand from the left side. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland racing the other way. Layup at the rim, no good. Shot is up and good. Count the hoop. And Midland extending their lead to 62-45 and a three-point play opportunity for the Midland Warriors and Don Henderson. So to the free throw line will be Don Henderson trying to complete the three-point play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Shot is up and no good by Henderson. And Henderson, this is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets a screen from Franken. Gives it back to Sampson. Sampson in the lane. His shot won't go. And going to the free throw line will be Sampson as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So Leighton Sampson fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Sampson is up and no good. He's got another one on the way. Another free throw on the way for Sampson. So Leighton Sampson to shoot another free throw. And this one's up and good. So Leighton Sampson makes one of two. He's got 14. And the defenders trail 62-46. 62-46, our score. Pass goes left side. This is Nick Harden. Harden gives it up McKinley. McKinley with the basketball back over to Watson. Watson driving into the lane, gives it up Franken. Franken with the basketball in the lane. Franken passes it ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra layup no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball and a push from behind called on Winterfeld. So Winterfeld is whistled for the personal foul. Marcus, a frustration foul there, his first. Things have not gone well for him so far today. And Midland's Ryan Williams will be shooting, will be inbounding the basketball with the length of the floor to go. 62-46 our score. And the Midland Warriors have the basketball. Washaun Watson will bring it up. Watson gives it back to McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. McKinley to Watson. Watson left side, McKinley. McKinley back to Williams. Williams shot no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds long. Last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back. 62-46 our score. O'Donnell gives it back to Terpstra. Terpstra gives Sampson. Sampson, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, good. Alex Terpstra hits a three. He's got five. Dort College trails 62-49. With it on the right side is Chase Parsons. Parsons with it in between the circles. Parsons to Watson. Watson comes back out front to McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. McKinley drops it off for Watson. Deep left corner, Parsons. Parsons' shot is good, no good. Dort College comes back the other way, trailing by 13. Underneath, Sampson. Sampson, layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got 16. 62-51, Dort College down 11. Pass comes back out front, Watson. Watson with it on the right wing. Watson back to Williams. Williams drives in, hits off balance, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Defenders down 11. Bringing the basketball up is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell on the left wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken down to the baseline. Franken comes back right side. Three, missed it, no good. O'Donnell from the right corner. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland, they pass it off to Parsons, and burying the three is Parsons. Parsons with six, 65-51. Jumps a pass underneath, goes to Sampson. Sampson with a two-point bucket, and Sampson now with 18. Back out front, Williams. Williams, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Dort College down a dozen, 65-53. Terpstra, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Wood. Wood with the basketball. Wood comes back over to Watson. Watson on the left wing. Watson gives right corner. Shot on the way, Parsons, no good. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looked like he might have gotten clipped on that rebound. He passes it off to Franken, and Franken tries to pass it underneath, and it is kicked by the defensive player. Dort College leading by 12, trailing by 12, 65-53. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Franken to inbound. Franken gives it up to Sampson. Sampson back over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpstra, Franken. Franken lost it. Now a collision. And it's down on the floor. And Dort College calls, trying to call for a timeout, was Terpstra. And instead, a jump ball is called. Alternating possession, it will be Dort College basketball. 65-53, 13 minutes remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Franken. Franken gives it up to Barkema. Barkema drives in. His layup is good. First two of the night for Barkema. Dort College back to within 10, 65-55. In the backcourt is Watson. Watson comes back to Parsons. Parsons to Overton. Overton to Watson. Watson on the left side. Watson comes back. Cross court to Parsons. Parsons right corner, Overton. Overton, Starkle. Starkle, Parsons. Parsons, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Williams, no. Poked away, Franken comes up with it. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Brunsting. Brunsting, right side, Terpstra. Terpstra inside for Sampson, and it's taken back by Midland. Midland with the basketball. And we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's 65-55, Dort College, trailing by 10. Midland inbounds. They get it in to Washawn Watson. Watson in between the circles. Watson. Watson with the basketball. Passes to Starkle. Starkle stripped away by Terpstra. Dort College comes up with it, down by 10. With it on the right side is Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken, three, top of the key, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Dort College settling for some jumpers recently, and that has not translated into offensive success. Parsons, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dort College down 10. Franken in the lane, off-balance shot, good. Dalton Franken, 19 points, 21 now. Dort College trails by 8, 65-57. The defenders making a charge back at the Midland Warriors. With the left side, Watson comes back over to Parsons. Parsons on the right wing. Parsons comes back over to Watson. Watson in between the circles. Watson back to Parsons. Parsons with it, and Parsons travels with it. So a travel violation against the Dort College, against Midland. Dort College gets the basketball back. Chandler. 11:01 remaining in regulation. Dort College down 8, trying to chip away at what was a 19-point lead at one point. 60-41, Midland in front. Franken with the basketball out front, looking for Brunsting. Now we've got a foul on the play called against Dort College and Barkema. Barkema called for a foul on the screen, and for Chad, that's number two. 65-57, Dort College down by eight. Midland basketball. This is McKinley. McKinley to Overton. Into the left corner, Midland. Back to Overton. Overton looking down low. Instead, it comes back to Watson. Watson to Overton. Overton with it. Overton backs out. Shot clock winding down. Three now. At the buzzer. No good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Barkema gives it off to Terpstra. Terpstra into the front court. Terpstra crosses over. Loses it, picks it back up, gets it away to Franken. Franken, Sampson, Sampson, bucket, good. Leighton Sampson, 20 points. Dort College trails 65-59. 65-59, Dort College leading by down by 6. Midland still up by 6, but Dort College has outscored Midland 18-5 since Midland took a 60-41 lead. Midland inbounding. This will be Washawn Watson. Watson to Overton. Overton, left side, back over to McKinley. McKinley to Watson. Watson to Overton. Watson, Overton on the right wing. Dort College in a 1-2-2. Starkle underneath. And Starkle gives it up to Henderson. Henderson with 10. Dort College trails 67-59. 67-59, Franken loses it. It's tipped away from him by the Midland defender. And tapping it away was Don Henderson. Henderson disrupts the play, knocks it away. Comes back over to Franken. Franken in the corner. Dalton gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, missed it, no good. And the rebound taken away on the weak side by Overton. Overton with it. Overton up and running. He's got it in between the circles out front. Dort College down 8, 67-59. Three-pointer from the corner, missed it, no good. Overton has it, that's Don Henderson. Henderson fouled on the play by Dort College's Chandler Brunsting. And that is team foul number 5 on Midland. On Dort in this half. Brunsting will check out of the ball game. O'Donnell is back in. Midland inbounding up 8. They dump it underneath. Shot no good. But a foul on the play against Sampson, and Starkle will go to the free throw line. They're going to call that on Frank, and that's number 4 on him with 9:05 remaining. So Frank has picked up his 4th personal. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Starkle. Starkle with 3 points. 68-59. Trying to make it a 10-point ball game, and he misses. Rebound cleared by Sampson. Dort College trails by 9. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left side. O'Donnell still with a dribble. Taking it in, nothing there. Sampson. Sampson, Terpstra. Terpstra off the dribble. Left baseline, no good from 18. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland up and running. Overton. Overton wants to press the issue. Overton over the basketball. Alex Terpstra on the defense. This is Watson. They throw it down low. Kick it back out. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. But a long rebound off the heel. And it's controlled by Watson. And they'll reset the offense. Watson with the basketball. Watson feeds it right side to Overton. Back now to Watson. Watson with it. Watson on the wing. Comes back out front to McKinley. McKinley gets it back over to Overton. Overton with a pull-up. It's 70-59. Midland is on a 5-0 run. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Poem Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Throwing the ball in will be Barkema, Fort Dort College. Dort College down 11. They need a basket. They had it down to an 8-point difference and had a couple of chances to cut it even further. And a foul on the play called on Starkle. Starkle coming out to try and defend the dribble with the double team. And throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Chad Barkema. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. 7:45 to go. Pass comes to Terpstra. Terpstra with it. Terpstra back to Franken. Franken trying to pass it underneath. Ball's loose. Picked up by Franken. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell lane to the basket. Puts it up. Off balance shot. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points. Dort College trails 70-61. 7:25 and counting. Pass comes back over to Overton. Overton, right wing. Pass it into the corner. Nothing there. Back to Watson. Watson over the basketball. Wood. Wood. They kick it into the corner and a 3-point basket for McKinley. McKinley with 5. Dort College trails 73-61. 7 minutes remaining in this ballgame. O'Donnell trying to drive the lane, and he has fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on with Sean Watson, his first. Dort College will be inbounding the basketball. In front of the Dort College bench, Chad Barkema. Pass comes right side, Franken. Franken, three, good. Dalton Franken with a three-point bucket. He's got 24, and the defenders trail 73-64. 6:45 remaining. Couple more stops and a couple more baskets. Pass out front, Overton. Overton on the left wing. Overton comes back, gets the return pass. Barkema cheats around the screen. Overton drives the lane, layup with the left hand, good. 18 points for Overton. It's 75-64. Midland in front by 11. Back to Barkema. Barkema on the left wing. Barkema picks up his dribble. Barkema feeds it underneath O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. Nothing there. Back to Barkema. Barkema puts it on the floor. Lost the handle. And sliding to a stop on the sideline, the Midland player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Brunsting checks into the contest. Checking out will be Terpstra. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:04 remaining in regulation. Dort College trailing 75-64. They had it down to 9 a moment ago. Defenders have been as close as 6. That was at 65-59. Pass to O'Donnell. O'Donnell catches, fires off the screen, no good. Rebound Brunsting. Brunsting gets it away, Barkema. Barkema with a basketball. Barkema on the wing, back over to Brunsting. Brunsting left side to Franken. Franken driving in, and it ends up off of Franken out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. They say it was a touch by a Midland player first. Inbounding the basketball, Sampson. Sampson puts it up and down. Leighton Sampson with a three-point play opportunity now. Sampson now with 22 points. Makes this free throw. He's at 1,000 for his career. Sampson now with 999 career points. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Henderson comes away with it. Dort College trails 75-66. Bounce pass middle of the floor. Comes back out to Watson. Watson driving in. Hangs in the air. His two-point basket is good. Every time Dort College has made a rally, Midland has had an answer. O'Donnell passes right side. Gets it back to Franken. Franken shot, the runner, no good, but a foul on the play called on Don Henderson. Henderson whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number 4 on him. Team foul number 8 on Midland. Dort College is shooting free throws. Shooting the 1-1 will be Dalton Franken. So Dalton Franken shooting a free throw. This is a, well, did they give him 2 or 1-1? It's going to be on the shot, evidently. So made free throw by Dalton Franken. Franken is now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Franken, trying to make it a 9-point game again. Dort College trailing 77-67. Well, if nothing else, the defensive effort has been better here in the second half. Second free throw is up and down. Franken makes them both. 24 points for Franken. Just don't know if Dort College has enough offensive firepower. Down by 9 right now. They need a stop. Midland of the basketball. Dort College has kept themselves in this second half with a pretty strong defensive effort. Brunsting tips it away. Midland comes up with it. McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. Back over to Overton. Overton trying for the crossover, and we've got a charging foul called on Overton. Franken was set. Overton put his shoulder down and hit him square in the sternum the way it looked. No argument by anyone on that one. And Dort College will have the basketball down 9. 77-68, 4:53 remaining. See if Dort College has one more run in them. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. O'Donnell gives it up. Franken is fouled on the play. They're going to call a hold on Nick Wood. That's foul number one on Wood. So Nick Wood whistled for the personal foul. Nord College has been as close as six. That was at 65-59. They trail right now 77-68. Franken shooting a 1-1. So one in the bonus for Franken. 24 points for Dalton. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Dalton Franken with another free throw on the way. Don Henderson checks into the contest. Franken makes the first free throw. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Franken makes both free throws. He's got 26. Dort College trails 77-70. Midland basketball, 4:30 and counting. Pass goes high post. Kick out pass. Left corner. Dribbling it out front now is McKinley. McKinley with the basketball. McKinley to Watson. Watson, bounce pass inside. Kick out pass, Overton. Overton, right corner. He'll put up a three and hit it. He knocks down the three over the high hands. Dort College trails 80-70. So Overton knocks down the triple with 4 minutes remaining. Brunsting passes to Franken. Franken three, left it short, no good. Rebound Barkema back to Franken. Franken 15-footer. And Franken with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders back to within eight, 80-72. Timeout on the floor, back with more after this. Dalton Franken with 28 points. Clayton Sampson with 22. The Dort College defenders trailing by 8. Dort College, if nothing else, they have shown some heart here in the second half. Looked like they could get blown out, and they have battled. So if you take away any positive, that is something. So win or lose, the Dort College defenders battling here in the second half after getting down double digits. With it out front, Midland. Left side, Overton. 3:40 remaining. Dort College down 8. This is McKinley. McKinley on the right wing. McKinley to Overton. Overton drives in. Drops it for Starkle. Starkle in traffic. His shot no good off of the glass. But he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He is a 65% free throw shooter. He has not gotten to the free throw line as much as you would think. First free throw on the way for Starkle. No good. He has another one coming. Starkle averaging 18.4 points per contest. And my mistake, he's 30 of 50. I had the wrong notations by him. That was just his third and fourth point of this, his third point of this ball game. He is 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Dort College trailing 72-81. Shot by O'Donnell in traffic, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Tries to give it back to Barkema. Barkema in traffic, and Barkema is fouled on the play. So Barkema fouled on the play, and Chad will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Dort College with an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. So the freshman from Sioux Falls Christian, first one is up and good. He's got another one on the way. 3 points for Barkema. Another free throw on the way for Barkema. This one's up and good. So Barkema makes them both, and it's 81-74. Dort College trying to stay within striking distance. 8:05 remaining. Midland basketball, right side, a three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland off the deflection. 2:49 remaining. Out front with it is Watson. Watson driving in, and Barkema is going to be called for a foul. Barkema whistled for his third personal. And the free throw's on the way for Watson. Watson, a 56% free throw shooter. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken out by Sampson, so just a 1-1 for Watson there. My mistake. Watson unable to knock down the free throw door. College down 7. 2:30 remaining. Here's Franken. Franken shot short. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Franken had that one partially blocked. Franken with 28. Third highest single game. Make that fourth highest single game total. Ball is tapped out of bounds by Diamante McKinley. Inbounding the basketball is Barkema. Barkema to throw the ball in. Comes back to Franken. Franken, right side, Sampson. Sampson, Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball. Yes! O'Donnell with a three ball. It's a four-point game, 81-77. With it in the backcourt, Overton. Overton takes it across the timeline. Midland will work the clock, leading by two possessions. 2 minutes remaining. Midland basketball, Overton. Overton guarded there. They kick it out into the corner. Three ball is up, no good. Rebound. And a timeout charge to Midland. Falling to the floor was the player from Midland who came up with the rebound. Calling for the timeout as he tumbled to the floor was Henderson. Timeout charged to Midland. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball will be Washawn Watson. Watson to toss it in. Watson looking, throws over the top, and Midland comes up with it. This is Don Henderson. Henderson of the basketball. Henderson to Overton. 20 seconds on the play clock, or in the shot clock. 1:34 on the game clock now. Midland still with it. Overton. Overton dribbling through pressure, driving in, lays it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken down by Starkle. His shot is good. Starkle wrestles it away, makes it a 6-point game, 83-77. 1:15 remaining. Driving in is O'Donnell. O'Donnell basket. 83-79. Dort College calls a timeout after the driving basket by O'Donnell. O'Donnell cuts it back to a 4-point game. Timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Midland basketball in the backcourt, leading by four. Dort College showing pressure. Overton across the timeline. Overton dribbles through the double team. And now Midland will set the offense 19 seconds on the shot clock. Overton is fouled on the play. And Overton will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot a 1-1. So 1-1 on the way for Overton. Foul is called on Barkema, is his fourth. 83-79, Dort College down four. 1-1 on the way. Free throw is up, off the heel, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's taken away by O'Donnell, and Franken is down. Franken will pick himself up. Here's O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in. His shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's a melee. It's loose. And who's it off of? They're going to signal it off of Midland. I beg your pardon, Dort College. So Dort College got a missed free throw. And the North College defenders will play defense again. They got a missed free throw. O'Donnell got a shot in the lane, but there was no call made on a lot of contact. And then on the rebound melee, now we have a foul called against the defenders. That's going to go on O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for his first personal. And Overton will go to the free throw line. This time he will shoot two free throws. So Overton, first free throw is off the mark, no good. Another one coming for Overton. North College still in this one, trailing 83-79. 34.6 seconds left. North College was down 15 at the half. Second free throw is up and good, so Overton makes one of two. He's one for three in the second half, three for four for the ball game. It's 84-79. North College down five. Pass goes to Barkema. Barkema over the basketball. High post, Franken. Franken, jumper good. Franken with a two-point bucket. 81-84, North College down three. Dort College is down three, and they call a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902. 84-81, Dort College trailing by three. Crazy finish to this one as Dort College trailed at the half, 54-39. Midland extended the lead to 60-41, and that was at that point Dort College started to battle back. Since that point, they have outscored Midland 40-24. This is as close as they have been, a three-point difference, 84-81. They were down at one point by four, 83-79. Got a missed free throw by Midland. Got a shot on the other end and just turned into a melee underneath the hoop on both ends. And eventually it was Alex Starkle who made a two-point basket on a putback. Dort College trailing by three. On the floor for the defenders, it's Barkema, O'Donnell, Brunsting, Franken, and Winterfeld. Midland will inbound the basketball, and Midland uses a timeout. They have one remaining. 84-81, Dort College still down three, and this time let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible in part by grants from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services, for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 84-81, Dort College, trailing three. Midland inbounding the basketball. Dort College will try to force a turnover, otherwise they've got to commit a foul. Midland gets the ball inbounded in the backcourt. Midland, they pass it over to Don Henderson, and Don Henderson is fouled on the play by Chandler Brunsting in the backcourt. Brunsting whistled for his third personal. And Dort College over the 10-foul limit. Brunsting. Looks like he will stay in the ballgame. Terpstra will be checking in. Free throws on the way for Don Henderson. Henderson with 10 points. So Henderson trying to make it a two-possession ballgame. This is the first one. He's got another one coming. Barkema checks out of the ballgame for the Dort College defenders. Dort College trying to rally. Another free throw on the way for Don Henderson. Henderson Right-handed free throw. It's up and good. So he makes one of two. It's a four-point ball game, 85-81, 24 seconds remaining. O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell with the basketball, splits the defense, drives in, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and tumbling out of bounds is the Midland player with the basketball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College is out of timeouts. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They need a quick basket and then commit a foul. Defenders down by four. Throwing the ball in will be Terpstra. Terpstra gets it in Franken, 15 to shoot. Now 14, Terpstra three, top of the key, off the mark, no good. Rebound Franken, Franken to the lane, his shot no good. And Franken is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Fouls charged to Don Henderson. He fouls out of the ballgame with 7.8 seconds remaining. So both teams will call their teams over for a quick huddle, an impromptu timeout. Barkema and Sampson will check into the ballgame. 85-81, Dort College down four. 7.8 seconds remaining. Franken, make the first one. Do you miss the second one intentionally and try to get a tap out? So Franken will shoot one. Sampson checked into the ball game along with Barkema. They're stationed closest to the basket for Dort College. Franken's first free throw, no good. 85-81, so there goes that scenario. Now you'll try to make one, and you've got to commit a foul in all likelihood. Franken's free throw is up, in and out, no good, and that might be the ball game. Foul called on the rebound. Damon Overton will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Franken missed both free throws. Franken with 30. And that is foul number five on Barkema. Barkema disqualified on fouls with 6.3 seconds remaining. Well, Dort College made it a ball game in the second half, but unable to close the deal. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Overton. 23 for Overton. And Overton trying to extend the lead and does with a made free throw. It's 87-81. Dort College down by six. O'Donnell quickly to the basket. Lays it up. Good. It's a 4-point game, and that's the ball game. Midland gets it inbound at 87-83, the final, as the basket by O'Donnell makes it a final of 87-83. Midland gets a 4-point win. Dort College unable to overcome a 15-point halftime deficit. Dort College outscores Midland substantially in the second half. They limited Midland to 33 points in the second half. Dort College outscored Midland 44-33 in the second half of play, but it wasn't enough. Dort College falls 87-83. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's ballgame. Wireless World postgame wrap right after
Many
this.
Many people think that because Dort...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders losing to Midland by a final score of 87-83 this evening. And the Dort College defenders put up a charge in the second half, but it was not enough as Dort College falls by four and never led in the second half. And the closest Dort College got in the second half was the three-point margin. It was 84-81, and it ends up 87-83. Coach Ross Dalma, we'll take a look at the stats in a moment. Let's visit with Coach Dalma first of all. And, Coach, tremendous second-half effort by your team. I thought you got after it defensively. Probably did what your team needs to do from here on out to be competitive in these types of ball games, and hopefully you can carry some of that forward from what we learned in the second half.
Yeah, the second half, the effort was much better. On the defensive end, you know, the last 8 minutes of the first half was a killer for us. I think they scored on 13 straight possessions. They had more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds in the first half. And that was obviously something that made it really difficult for us to come back from. But the second half, we showed a lot more tenacity, a lot more fight, and held them to 32, 33 points. It's just a matter, Mike, again, of being able to sustain and put things together. And a lot of positives tonight, but, you know, we just got to get over the hump, and we got to get a W.
And without Alec Henriksen this evening, obviously you're a little more limited offensively. You've got to come up with 15 to 20 points somewhere else. And Andrew O'Donnell, 11 points this evening. You got a little bit. You got some from Josh Van Lingen as well. But you've got to make up those points somewhere.
We do. And, you know, obviously Dalton and Leighton were very solid on the offensive end. I really liked how Andrew played. You know, we wanted to bring him off the bench and just allow him to play free and free his mind up a little bit. And just wanted him to take 10 shots minimum, you know, and just see where the chips go. Whether he goes 2 for 10 or 8 for 10, it really didn't matter. We just needed him to be aggressive. And he got 12 up, which is good. Just need him to break loose because he's capable of doing some really good things. And he's been rebounding the ball consistently, and he did that again tonight. But we really need him to continue to be aggressive like this. That's important. And so there were some good things. Chad got a start in place of Alec tonight. You know, Chad, energy guy. His offense will come, you know, at some point in time. But he just does some good things defensively, and he's active, and that was good to see. But you mentioned Josh. Josh did some good things, too. Our freshmen sometimes get in foul trouble, and that hinders their minutes a little bit. And kind of play some games with our rotation, but, you know, we saw some good things from Josh and Chad both tonight.
You said during your walkthrough you wanted somebody other than Alex Starkle to beat you this evening. You limited him to 6 points. Damon Overton ends up with 24. Somebody else ended up having a big game, but you wanted to force somebody other than Starkle to do it.
Yeah, Starkle has careered it against us virtually every time the last 4 years, and just really wanted to force something else from one of their perimeter players, preferably not McKinley either, and thought we did a good job of challenging him. And, you know, they're a really good team for a reason, Mike. I think they're going to contend for our championship, and we saw why with another player like Overton stepping up and filling a void. Just patient and disciplined. I think they're a pretty tough team, and you know, obviously their athleticism is really hard to duplicate in practice.
Doan on the road on Saturday. You're going to need a similar effort on the road against Doan College Tiger team that's been playing pretty well as of late.
They have. They've been playing much better, and I'm going to be at their place, and you know, we're just going to have to find a way to get over the hump. You know, it's not going to be easy for us to, you know, kick the door down and get that W. Really appreciated the crowd trying to get behind us tonight and push us through. Means a lot to the guys. And you know, at some point in time, we'll get there. But you know, we are getting better. I firmly believe that our young guys are improving. But you know, moral victories can only go so far, and we're not into that. And our guys, they're smart enough to know better too. And you know, we're trying to play to finish at least 1 point ahead. And we'll go back to work tomorrow to try to make that happen on Saturday.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Delma, and that's our coach interview portion. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College tonight, 32 of 58 from the floor. Shooting percentage was good, 55.2%. And really, they did enough in terms of shooting, just didn't get enough shots. Midland, 33 of 73 shooting for 45.2%. Midland, a 44-31 rebounding advantage, 11 turnovers for the defenders, 10 for Dort College. Dort College was led in scoring tonight by Dalton Franken. It's the third time he has scored 30 or more this season. Leighton Sampson, 22 points. He has 999 for his career. Andrew O'Donnell, 11 points. Josh Van Lingen, 8, 5 for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Chad Barkham, and 3 for Chandler Brunsting. For the Midland Warriors, Damon Overton with 24 points, Don Henderson with 12, 11 for Nick Wood, 10 for Ryan Williams, 7 for Washawn Watson, 7 for DeMonte McKinley, 6 for Alex Starkle, 4 for Nick Harden. Dort College rebounding, they were led by Dalton Franken with 9, 6 for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 each for Chad Barkema and Chandler Brunsting. for the Midland Warriors. Don Henderson had a game-high 14 rebounds. 5 assists for Overton. For North College, 3 assists for Chad Barkema and 4 for Andrew O'Donnell. 2 steals for Andrew O'Donnell along with Dalton Franken. Once again, our final scores this evening. Dort College falls in a pair. 87-83, Midland defeats Dort College in men's play. 81-60, the final in women's basketball. That will do it for our broadcast from the DeWitt Gymnasium. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.